Please stand for the gospel. Just taken from that according to St. Luke. At that time, when a very great crowd was gathering together, and men from every town were resorting to Jesus, he said in a parable, "The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside and was trodden underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Another seed fell upon the rock, and as soon as it had sprung up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Another seed fell upon thorns, and the thorns sprang up, and it was choked. Another seed fell upon good ground, and sprang up, and yielded fruit 100-fold. As he said these things, he cried out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." But his disciples then began to ask him what this parable meant, and he said to them, "To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God, and those by the wayside are they who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. Now those upon the rock are they who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, but believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns, they are they who have heard, and as they go their way, are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not ripen. But that upon good ground, these are they who, with a right and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast and bear fruit in patience. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We know that Christ came down to this world to save us. We know that Christ came down to this world to set an example for how every human should live their life. Christ came down to this earth to reinvigorate humanity with faith in He who created the universe. With faith. And this faith is a gift. A gift freely given by God to us, that each one of us has been given. A gift we do not deserve, which we have not merited, but which God, out of His goodness, has given to each of us. But once He's given this gift to us, it's our responsibility, in a way, to take care of it, to see that it is strengthened, to see that it is nourished. But we don't have to do this. We could neglect it. We could let it become weakened, even to the point of being lost. So what must we do so that that doesn't happen? What must we do to strengthen this faith, this gift given to us by God? Christ gives us four categories of souls in the gospel today to listen to and to consider which one we might be, which faults, which failings are ours, specifically when it comes to listening to His word. And so He starts off by talking about the seed which falls upon the rocky ground, on the path, then on the rocky ground, and then which falls among thorns, and then finally the good soil. Each one of these has something for us to learn, and it's about the disposition of the person who receives the word of God. Our disposition is the key. And so if we think about the first example of the person, or of the seed that falls on the wayside, this represents for us a person who the word of God never really takes root in. This could be someone who, for instance, is well-educated. They feel like they know most of what there is to know about the faith. They feel like they've read just about everything. They've heard it all. And so whether it is them reading a spiritual reading, and they say, "Well, I already know this." Maybe they listening to a sermon, they say, "Well, I already have heard this before. I'm not learning anything new." Maybe it's even the gospel itself that they brush to the side as nothing new for their life. This is a situation where the seed, the word of God, is not even being enabled to even take root in the soul which has that sort of a mentality. St. Teresa of Avila had an interesting, very interesting thing to say, and this really reflects her disposition and something that we want to try to get to. She said that in all of these sermons she ever heard, there was never a single one that she didn't get at least some grace from, some insight from. No matter how poor the sermon was, there was always something in it that she could take to improve her life. This is St. Teresa of Avila, one of the greatest saints the church has. And she was humble enough, she was well enough disposed, so that even the least she was able to get something out of because of her disposition, because of the way she approached the Word of God. But some of the seed that falls on the soil is snatched up by birds in the gospel today. And this can represent for us when we hear the word, the devil comes and takes it away, maybe through some excuse or other. Maybe we're listening and we hear our Lord speaking about the pains of hell. But instantly we consider, well, I know though that God has forgiven sinners who are far worse than I, and so I dismiss it. These are some of the faults that we can see are a result of that. If our hearts are like that path that's been trodden under by foot so much that the seeds are not even able to penetrate the soil at all, not able to take root, not able to grow. The second is when the seed falls upon rocks, falls on the rocks, and it springs up quickly, but then it withers away and dies. And Christ says that they who receive the word with joy but have no roots are the people who are represented by this. They believe for a while, but when temptation comes, it's all over. They quickly fall. Many of us can hear the words of God with joy. We think about the things which he promises to us, the beautiful mysteries of our faith. And we can make good resolutions. We can have a strong purpose of amendment, ready to go. We're committed. We say, this is it. This is it. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to change my life 100% for God. Maybe we hear this. This comes from the Gospels, where we hear about Christ speaking about greed or pride, anger. Or maybe it's a sermon on hell or judgment or impurity or anger. Whatever the thing may be, it causes us to have good resolutions. But then Christ says of these people that they believe for a while and in temptation they fall away. Every one of our resolutions is going to be tested. So if we make a resolution, we have to be prepared to fight to keep it. If we're not willing to put up the fight to keep the resolution that we've made, we might as well not make one at all. We have to be willing to fight. Otherwise, we're like the rocky ground. And the word of God comes upon it, springs up a little bit, but then there's no moisture and it quickly dies. We can also sometimes, when we're getting into some aspect of the faith, maybe so much it will affect us that we will have emotional reaction to this. Maybe we'll have sorrow, we'll have tears. We have to be careful though, because sometimes tears or a real emotional reaction can almost result from a contrition for our sins, from an emotional imbalance which our sin has caused. We can't trust our emotions very much. They can be helpful to us, but we can't put very much stock in them. We have to be willing to fight when it's difficult, to keep the resolutions that we've made. Then we have the next type of soil, which is the soil in which the thorns grow up. And this, of course, is going to be when the earthly distractions, the earthly glories and riches come and distract us. So somebody like this is someone who really does strive to live a good life. They're committed to Christ. They keep their resolutions pretty well. But eventually, they're drawn away by the temptations of this earth, by the riches, by desire for glory, whatever it may be. And so, in a way, they root. The plant grows up strong. But then when it comes time for it to bear fruit, there's nothing. There's nothing. And this is something we really need to be careful of, that we aren't like that. That we're not like that seed, like the thorny ground in which the seed grows up. Everything looks good, but then when it comes time for it to blossom and to bear fruit, nothing. Then the final category Christ gives to us is the good soil in which the seed falls, and it grows forth 100-fold. Now, every one of us, every life that's lived has crosses in it. Every single day of our lives, we will have things that we're asked to suffer for. There's no exception. If you think about the millions and millions and millions and millions of people who have lived on this earth and who have died, there is not one of them who did not have crosses to carry through their entire life. It is a part of this life that we live, crosses. So here we are. We have a choice to make. Crosses are inescapable. They are a part of our life. What do? We can lie to ourselves, and we can try to avoid these crosses. We can say, in a certain way, we can live in dread of suffering, and we can always try to escape them whenever possible. We can always look for the easy way out, the easy road. But this is really a life of selfishness. And we should remember that many times when we elude one cross that seems to be on its way, that there's another cross which is much stronger, which will take its place. Life has crosses for every one of us, and so we can try to escape them as much as we can, or we can live a life of faith, a life based upon the faith that we believe in, which God has given to us freely, knowing that if we do take up our crosses, this is the way we will reach our final goal. And think about the words of Christ in St. Luke's Gospel. Christ said, "The Messiah must suffer and rise again from the dead in order to enter into glory." The Messiah must suffer. If we are his friends, if we are his followers, we must suffer as well. We must suffer like Christ. And in a way, it's hard to understand how we could be his followers, how we could desire to share in his glory if we aren't willing to suffer with him. How is it that we can consider Christ's life, which was nothing more than a cross and an entire martyrdom, a martyrdom for us, and then expect to live a life which is easy, or even think that we have some sort of a right to an easy life? If we want to share in the glories of Christ, we also have to be willing to share in the chalice of suffering that he drank from. We have to be willing to do this. Think about in the epistle today, St. Paul listed so many sufferings that God had asked him to make. So many sufferings. He talks about being shipwrecked, about being scourged, many, many things. What was it that allowed him, that enabled him to be able to be faithful to God despite all of those things? It was a strong faith. It was a strong faith. And this is what we also have to have. We have to have a strong faith. St. John of the Cross tells us that faith serves as the feet by which we reach God. We want to share in the glories of God. We do it through faith. But our faith has to be strong. And so how are we going to have this strong faith? Christ says to us today, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Listen to the word of God and listen to it well. Don't become distracted. Don't think that you're too well knowledgeable already to learn anything from the gospel which you've heard so often, or from a sermon on a subject that you've heard many, many sermons on before. Don't make good resolutions only to let them fall by the wayside as soon as you're tested. Don't allow the riches of this world to beat away at the strength of your spiritual life. Push them aside. And why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Because God has given us a gift, which is the faith. And once he's given it to us, it's our decision whether we're going to keep it and we're going to allow it to grow stronger, or whether we're going to neglect it and possibly even lose it. And he says today, he says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Listen to his word. Be well disposed to listen to his word so that it has the proper effect, strengthening our faith so that we can endure all those sufferings and that we can share with him in his glory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.